It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome. Nate Lull tonight live from Unadilla Valley High School as we get you set for a Friday night MAC boys battle here live again from Unadilla Valley. It's the Sydney Warriors traveling up Route 8 to take on the Unadilla Valley Storm. And these two teams are poised to be in the top four here in the MAC this year, but a win tonight would certainly help to solidify that as they get towards the midway point of the season and those teams start to shake out in the MAC standings. And of course, it'll be the top four that will go on to play in the semifinals to decide who will play in February for the MAC championship. Want to welcome everybody into the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are located on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, stop there anytime, and also for a variety of rentals. Taking that out-of-town trip or something like that, don't want to put it on your own car, you can stop over, see Cork and the crew, a new variety of vans and cars right there for you to choose from on Riverside in Sydney. Cork and the crew wish the coaches, fans, and players the best in tonight's game. And it's going to be a great one here tonight. These two teams have been off to a good start this season. Sydney, you know, if you're watching them from afar, they've had some losses, but yes, they have played quite the tough schedule, going down to two tournaments in the Binghamton area, playing a very tough non-conference schedule, welcoming Owego into the building a couple of weeks ago. So they're playing these Class A, Class B schools, and I think from this point of the season on, if you're a Sydney Warriors fan, this is where you're hoping that those early season games and early season lessons are starting to pay off. But they're going to have to start to win basketball games in the MAC. They have done that so far, but that loss a couple of weeks ago at the buzzer to Green is one of those games that, you know, maybe later in January or February you say, boy, we wish we had that one back. Wouldn't put us in such a rough position in the standings. Could cost you a home game, perhaps, in the playoff picture. So games like this here tonight, and of course next week when Sydney welcomes in Delhi on Thursday, who's still undefeated, those are big, big games coming up for the Warriors. For the Unadilla Valley Storm, this is certainly going to be a tough matchup as well. Their only loss in the league so far has been to the Delhi Bulldogs, and they've challenged themselves as well out of conference play, and they looked very good when we were here just a few weeks ago when they defeated the Edmiston Panthers, the local rival, who's a Class D school from just down the road. They looked very good in a 64-47 win there, and just a variety of weapons here for this Unadilla Valley team. They start four seniors and one freshman, and the freshman is certainly a good one, Andrew Jackson. He'll be bringing up the ball and does a very nice job at the point guard position for just being a freshman. I think the other guys that you have to look out for, the big man, Brett Hanselmeyer, he's tall, he's lanky down low and is able to clean up on the glass. And, of course, Ethan Gray as well as Ryan Postmar, deadly from downtown. So Sydney, whatever defense they decide here tonight, they're going to have to be careful and keep an eye out for Postma and for Gray outside for Unadilla Valley. Let's look at our Section 4 disclaimer. This broadcast is property of Section 4 and cannot be rebroadcast or republicated without written consent of Section 4. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and get you all set here for the Section 4 basketball contest here tonight in the MAC between Unadilla Valley and Sydney. I'm Nate Law. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersO'Hara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on career training and education program to income-qualified young people aged 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of the year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-through open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. We are ready for tip-off between Sydney and Unadilla Valley here, boys. MAC matchup tonight. Nate Lull along with you on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Sydney is in the road maroon uniforms with the white trim, says Sydney in white lettering across the front of the chest there. Unadilla Valley is in the home white uniforms with the black and the purple trim, and it says Storm in purple lettering across the front of the uniform there. The Storm will win the opening tip. They go left to right. We'll get you your starting lineups here for both teams in just a minute. Brett Hanselmeyer is down low. He's one of the starters here for Unadilla Valley. Puts it up and in as you just curled around low on that baseline and put it home, and it's a 2-0 lead here for Unadilla Valley just 10 seconds into the ball game. Sydney going right to left here again in the maroon with the white. Now a steal by Unadilla Valley. Here is Ethan Gray. Ahead for Postma. Off the glass and in for Ryan Postma. So Postma makes it a 4-0 lead here for Unadilla Valley with 7:20 to go in the first quarter. Sydney back down again going right to left. They find themselves in a 4-0 hole 45 seconds into the contest. Man-to-man defense here. And now Hoskins takes his man back door up and in. Alex Hoskins, one of the starters here tonight for Sydney, puts it home, and it's 4-2. 1 minute into the contest here, and now a long pass ahead for Hanselmeyer is off his hands and out of bounds. Sydney will start with junior number 11, Trevor Dutton, junior number 12, Alex Hoskins, another junior number 14, Kyle Smith, a senior number 21, Zach Green, and a junior number 33, Colin Carl. On the other side for UV, a ninth grader, number 1, Andrew Jackson, a senior number 3, Ryan Postma, a senior number 12, Ethan Gray, a senior number 13, Tyler Simmons, and a senior number 20, Brett Hanselmeyer. So that's your starting lineups here for tonight, folks. 6:40 to go in this first quarter. It's 4-2, and Unadilla Valley with the ball as they go left to right, top of the key. Here is Postma, drives into the paint, and he's fouled. This will be the first foul of the night on either team with 6:36 to go in this first quarter. It's UV 4 and Sydney 2, and Postma will go to the charity stripe to shoot 2. Early opportunity here for Postma, who already has 2 points, and this is a guard-heavy UV team that's not afraid to get out and run in transition, and we've seen that in the early going here tonight. Postma to the line. First shot is up and rattles out. Hit both sides of the rim before popping free. So it remains a 4-2 ball game with 6:36 to go in the first quarter. Second shot is coming here for Postma. This one off the back iron, no good, but Ethan Gray is there to clean up the mess and get it back out. And so UV misses the free throws, but they'll have another chance here on their own offensive end of the floor. Postma to the left side, thought about a three, instead finds Hanselmeyer at the free throw line, kicks it back out. Unadilla Valley still with the ball. Postma with 20 on the shot clock, again pulls it out, barking out some directions and directing traffic. Down low for Andrew Jackson. Up top for Gray. Long straightaway three. Can't get the roll. And the rebound comes to Sydney. They'll look to run. Ahead for Hoskins. Right-handed layup is short. Couldn't get it to go. Gets his own rebound. And again, won't find the bottom of the tin. Ball is loose. Bounces all the way up to half court before rolling out of bounds. And possession, let's see where it goes to here. Looks like it will stay with Sydney. Hoskins had a breakaway. But good job by Ethan Gray of the Storm to get back and just kind of flicked that ball with his fingertips to keep that layup from going in. And now a pass down low to Hoskins off the inbounds pass. Stolen right back, though, by Brett Hanselmeyer of Unadilla Valley. Great defense so far in the early going by the Storm. 5:45 to go, first quarter, and the Storm will pump the brakes as they bring it up the floor. Hanselmeyer, handoff to Postma. Nice little give and go. Off the glass, no good. Boy, that one looked destined to fall for a bucket, but it won't go. Sydney back the other way, going right to left. Outside here for Kyle Smith. Pump fakes at the top of the key. Drives to the right elbow. Now dumps off for Zach Smith. Pull-up jumper at the foul line. Gets the shooter's touch there, and we're tied up at four. Nice job there by Zach Green to put it home, and we're tied up at four with 5:15 to go in the first quarter tonight here on WCDO, live from Unadilla Valley High School just outside of New Berlin. Down for Postma. For Gray to Hanselmeyer at the right block. Back out for Gray. Long three from the left baseline corner is off the mark. And a rebound here for Trevor Dutton. And he'll run it up the floor for Sydney. A pass ahead for Hoskins. He's down in the paint. Gets it off for Colin Carl, who is rejected there by Hanselmeyer. Ball out of bounds, and they'll say it was last touched by Sydney. So we'll go back to the Storm of Unadilla Valley. 4:53 to go in the first quarter. We're tied up 4-4 between UV and Sydney. UV in the backcourt now looking to get the ball in here with Tyler Simmons. Simmons gets it into Andrew Jackson. Again, just a freshman, and he lost the ball here. Ahead for Hoskins, right side, takes it to the 10, and rejected there by Gray. Second block of the night for Gray. Hoskins again down low off the glass, and this time he's fouled by Gray as he goes up. 4:39 to go in the first quarter. We're tied at four, and Hoskins will go to the line to shoot two. It was a great job there by Hoskins. You can't be afraid to go in and try. Sometimes your shot will get blocked, but you just have to not be afraid to go up. Second time he draws the foul, we'll have a chance at the charity stripe here for Sydney. And this one rattles out, hit the front of the rim, then the back before falling out. So it's still a 4-4 ball game with 4:39 to go in the first quarter between Sydney and UV. This is a key boys MAC matchup tonight. Second shot coming for Hoskins, and this one finds the bottom of the rack and goes down. So Hoskins scores his first bucket of the night, and it's 5-4. Sydney on top with 4.5 minutes to go in this first quarter. And here is Postma at the top of the key, and now into the right-hand corner. Sydney has gone to the man-to-man defense. To the right side is the Storm in the home white with the black and the purple trim, going left to right. They get the ball to Postma, a little jump step, and now a jump ball. Good job by Sydney's Kyle Smith to get his mitts on that one to tie it up. And the possession arrow is going to give this ball back to Sydney. 4:17 to go, first quarter. It's 5-4. Sydney will walk it up the floor here with the junior point guard, Kyle Smith, who runs the show here, bringing the ball up whenever it's needed for Sydney. Smith finds Colin Carl, and the big man is outside the three-point line on the right wing as Sydney goes right to left. Passes off back for Smith. He finds a little door down low and finds Hoskins, and another foul coming up here against Unadilla Valley. They're second as a team. So we're halfway through exactly this first quarter, and Sydney leads 5-4. And it looks like they will inbound the ball underneath the bucket here with Kyle Smith. Sydney setting up their inbound play here against this man-to-man defense that UV has come out in tonight. And so Smith will be looking for some options, trying to find Colin Carl down low. Instead, passes out to the right wing baseline corner for Zach Smith. Now off for Trevor Dutton to the left side, still outside the three-point arc. And now it looks like a 1-3-1 defense has been switched up here by UV after coming out in man-to-man. Sydney down low to Colin Carl, and the right-handed layup is off the mark, and the rebound comes to UV. 3:40 to go, first quarter. It's 5-4. Sydney leading Unadilla Valley. Postma finds Hanselmeyer. Hands off for Jackson. He steps in. Right side three is good. They'll say no. Foot on the line, so it was a two. So Jackson gives UV the lead right back 6-5. The freshman finds nothing but net on that one. To the right side is Sydney in the maroon and the white, coming right back, going right to left. They get it down low, and let's see what the call is here. A jump ball as Kyle Smith got down into the land of the big men and got tied up, so the possession arrow will give it back to the Storm. 3:15 to go, first quarter, as we expected, a tight one here so far between UV and Sydney. 6-5 lead for the home team tonight on the scoreboard, the Unadilla Valley Storm. UV gets the ball in, going left to right. Postma, a pass ahead, but it's stolen by the very quick Alex Hoskins. Hands off for Smith. Off the glass, can't get it to go. Hoskins leaping in the air, gets his rebound, but then it's blocked again by Ethan Gray. And boy, what a matchup between two guys who can jump out of the gym right there. And Gray wins that round of the battle. And UV gets the ball back with 2:55 to go first quarter. It's 6-5, UV on top. Here's Simmons, and hands off for Jackson. Jackson drives baseline, has his pocket picked, and Hoskins leads the 2-on-1 for Sydney. And he has his pocket picked right back. But then Sydney again with a steal, and here's Zach Green, and he's blocked away by Ethan Gray. And the ball out of bounds. 2:37 to go in the first quarter. Boy, back end-to-end action there. They'll say that Gray knocked that ball out of bounds, and then it was last touched by Sydney. It looked like Zach Green was trying to save it off of the Gray block, and that is what brought up the possession going back to UV. Now UV back the other way, and we'll have a foul on Colin Carl as Unadilla Valley brings it up the floor. So UV will inbound underneath the bucket. 2.5 minutes to go, first quarter, it's 6-5. There was about 3 straight steals on that last possession, folks. That was pretty incredible. UV gets it in as they go left to right. They're in the home whites with the purple and black tonight. And at the top of the key, this is Ethan Gray finding Postma. Hands off for Jackson. Jackson back to Gray. Pump fakes. He's now at the foul line. Spin move in the purple paint off the back of the rim and in. Ethan Gray finds the bottom of the bucket here for his first basket of the game. And UV has a 3-point lead, 8-5, with 2:05 to go in the first quarter. And here is Smith. Stops and gives it off for Trevor Dutton. Down low for Colin Carl. Up and under. Gets it to go. Nice reverse layup there for Colin Carl. Cuts it back to a 1-point game. Unadilla Valley 8, Sydney 7 with 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Here's Gray. Baseline. 3-point line extended. Back up for Simmons. Long straightaway three. No good. Hanselmeyer the rebound. His shot is off the mark as he tried the 10-foot jumper. Off the rebound. It's sliced out of bounds and will stay here with Unadilla Valley. Last touched by Sydney. 1:39 to go, first quarter. It's 8-7. UV on top of the Sydney Warriors here on their home floor. Ball is into Andrew Jackson, and his baseline jumper left side is good. Jackson with a team high 4 points so far, and UV leads 10-7. The freshman, Andrew Jackson. 1:25 to go in this first quarter. Sydney trailing by 3, and they'll bring it up the floor. Here is Dutton, finds Hoskins, and again down low, Hoskins is blocked, but this time it's fouled by Hanselmeyer, and Hoskins again will go to the line to shoot 2. 1:19 to go in this first quarter, and it's 10-7. And so Hoskins will go to the charity stripe. Good job again by Hoskins. We mentioned it earlier in the broadcast that he's had his shot blocked a few times tonight, but have to keep taking it to the tin. First shot is up and good for Alex Hoskins. So Hoskins now with 4 points here for Sydney, and Colin Carl out of the contest for the Warriors, and Ethan Finch, the sophomore, checks in. Very, very athletic guard and fun to watch. Saw him a few weeks ago when Sydney was at Harpersville, and he had the hot hand that night, and just a lot of fun to watch if he gets going. Second shot for Hoskins is off the mark, so Unadilla Valley leads Sydney 10-8 with 1:15 to go in the first quarter. And Postma will bring it up the floor going left to right. Here is Postma, finds Jackson, who has 4 points. The freshman dishes off down low for Hanselmeyer on the baseline, and he lost it there as Zach Green came over to steal it away. Green down the floor, left side. Down low for Hoskins at the right block. Again, has his shot. Is deflected. 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. UV back up the floor. Now they were going to call something here on Zach Green, and they will. Boy, Sydney head coach Mike Brzee is very angry about Hoskins down on the other end of the floor not being fouled. They certainly thought it was a hand on the wrist there as Hoskins went up for the right-handed layup. Instead, the Zebra Crew is going to call a foul on Zach Green at midcourt as UV brought it up. That's 3 team fouls on both sides here so far tonight. 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's 10-8. Jackson down the floor going left to right. Dutton is on him as Sidney is stuck in the man-to-man. Here's Jackson left side. Stops. Gives it off for Hanselmeyer. Down low left block. Up off the glass and good for Brett Hanselmeyer. And he has 4 points for UV. And it's 12-8 with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Smith will bring it down the floor going right to left. Looks like man-to-man is the defense here for UV. The shot clock and game clock are pretty much synced up. Here's Dutton for three, right side, no good. And Postma skies for the rebound and snatches it down with two hands. 10 seconds to go, first quarter. UV will have the final shot of this first frame. And to the left side, here is Postma. Stops, leaves it off for Simmons. Three on the clock, outside, left side, deep three for Postma. He got it. Postma at the buzzer, and it goes down. He's got 5 points. And at the end of the first quarter, Unadilla Valley leads Sidney 15-8. Postma was about 2 steps behind the three-point line and finds nothing but net. And Unadilla Valley leads 15-8. We'll be right back. End of the first quarter. Sidney trailing on the road 15-8. I'm Nate Lull for WCDO Sports.
There it sits, bubbling away, your electric water heater. Listen. That's money leaving your pocket. Pull the plug and install a new energy-efficient propane water heater from Marabado Energy Products. A new propane water heater costs less than an electric model, heats water in half the time, and recovers quicker. Make the switch and we'll give you an extra $250. Pull the plug. Call Marabado Energy for every part of life.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull tonight on WCDO. Also WCDOsports.com, courtesy of Sidney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. Sidney trailing Unadilla Valley 15-8. Boys MAC action tonight here on CDO. It was 15-8 as we went into the end of the first quarter, and a long three by Ryan Postma increased it from 12-8 to 15-8 right at the buzzer. That was a great job by Unadilla Valley. Sidney will get the ball in. They find Zach Green in the corner, fights his way through a double team, gets it back out for Trevor Dutton. Dutton back for Green. We're 20 seconds into the second quarter, 15 on the shot clock as Sidney goes right to left. They're in the maroon with the white trim here tonight. Here is Smith looking for options, but this is good defense here as UV is back in the 1-3-1. Dutton with 5 on the shot clock, tries to pass down low and does to Hoskins up on the baseline and in. Alex Hoskins now with 6 points, and boy, they used every second of that shot clock they did on that possession, and now UV will turn it right back over. A travel on the right wing by Ethan Gray as he tried to take it to the tin. So it's 15-10 now. Unadilla Valley on top of Sidney here at home. 7:15 to go before our halftime break. Here's Dutton looking for Ethan Finch, but this is good defense draped all over these Sidney offensive players here as they go right to left. Zach Green, baseline down low now looking for Hoskins. He's tied up in the paint, will have a jump ball, and possession will go back to Unadilla Valley. Nice idea there by Green with the bounce pass to try to find Hoskins, who's been Sidney's best offensive weapon so far tonight, but he got tied up and had to fall to the floor to try to protect the ball, and that's when two UV players were right there to get their hands on it. So 7 minutes to go, second quarter. It's UV 15, Sidney 10. And Jackson is up the floor for Unadilla Valley. Finds Hanselmeyer back out for Postma. Postma to the right side, the Storm with the ball, finding Andrew Jackson, just the freshman. Now Gray leaves one off for Simmons for UV. Jumper on the right side is off the mark, no good. And Sidney with a rebound and now a steal on Unadilla Valley. Or a foul, excuse me, off of the steal there by Sidney. And that will be the second foul on Ethan Gray. So now head coach Matt Osborne is going to have to see if he wants to leave Gray in there or not. 6:40 to go in this second quarter, and it's 15-10. Unadilla Valley on top of Sidney. Here's Smith at the top of the key. Smith to the left side, leaves it off for Ethan Finch, closely guarded by Brett Hanselmeyer of UV. And now for Zach Green. Nice crossover into the paint. Kicks out for Finch, but before the kickout pass, they'll have a foul on Hanselmeyer. So that's going to be the fifth team foul on Hanselmeyer. 6:25 to go in the second quarter. It's 15-10. Five fouls on Unadilla Valley and three on Sydney. Colin Carl is going to come back into the game, and Trevor Dutton will head to the bench as Sydney finds themselves down by five with 6:25 to go in the second quarter. Smith will get the ball in, finds Ethan Finch. His three ball from the right side grazes the front of the rim from the corner, but no good. And Unadilla Valley with a rebound with 6:15 to go, second quarter. Here is Postma at the top of the key. Finds Hanselmeyer, but a foul coming up. This one will be on Sydney, I believe, for Ethan Finch. I actually know Colin Carl, they're saying. Got a little too physical there as he tried to fight through a screen and knocked over Postma, so they will call it. And that'll be the second one on Colin Carl of Sydney. 6:12 to go in the second quarter. 15-10 is the score. UV holding this five-point lead. They get the ball into Andrew Jackson. A baseline jumper right side, no good. Hoskins skying for the rebound, and he pulls it down. Hands one off for Kyle Smith. Smith to the right side. Lost the handle. Ball trickles out of bounds, and we'll go right back to UV. I think Sydney is a little frustrated here so far tonight with the officiating, as they think they have been fouled a couple of times. It hasn't been called, and sometimes that can reflect in your play. 2 minutes into the second quarter, still a five-point lead for the Storm as they walk the ball up over the UV logo at half court. Here is Postma, glances over to the bench to head coach Matt Osborne, gets a signal there on what they want to run here against this man-to-man defense that Sydney has presented tonight. Gray gets the ball for a pass left side at the elbow, and he puts it in. Good jumper there for Ethan Gray, and he has 4 points. And now it's a seven-point lead for Unadilla Valley. 5.5 to go in the second quarter. And here's Hoskins to the right side now as Sydney goes right to left. Back out for Ethan Finch. Finch off the glass, can't get it to go. The iron unkind, gets his own rebound, lost it. Ball was loose right on the baseline, and the Zebra Crew says it will stay here with Sydney. Well, they do have the fresh shot clock after Finch just missed that shot, so it's about 33 seconds left on that shot clock. 5:20 to go before the halftime break. Sydney trailing on the road by seven in a boys matchup here tonight. And now a steal on the inbounds pass by Hanselmeyer of Unadilla Valley. Ahead for Jackson. Pull up long two, right side off the mark. No good. And a rebound for Hoskins as he ripped it down. Outlet pass here for Smith. Sydney looking to get their mojo going. And to the right side for Zach Green. He dribble drives. And that one is taken away, but he got it back. Leaves it for Finch. Finch in front of the Unadilla Valley bench on the left side. Sydney with the ball. Green with 15 on the shot clock for Sydney. Passes one back up here for Kyle Smith. Smith directing traffic to the right side. Now we'll find Colin Carl. 10 ticks left on the shot clock. Now back for Green. Deep three, and that one off the back rim. And the rebound for Hoskins, and now to the scorer's table. And knocked out of bounds, and it will go back to Unadilla Valley, it looks like. Both teams are wrestling and scrambling for that rebound, and it came over towards the scorer's table here. And they will say it goes back to Unadilla Valley. 4:35 to go, second quarter. UV's going to take a timeout. The Storm leading Sydney 17-10. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lull for WCDO Sports.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. A 17-10 lead. Unadilla Valley with the ball. Hanselmeyer to the right side. A layup is up and good. Right out of the timeout, Brett Hanselmeyer went streaking down the right wing side and put it up and in. It's 19-10. Little defensive breakdown there by the Warriors. So a 9-point lead, biggest of the night here. Sidney back the other way, trying to cut back into this lead, and now Finch will go to the 10, and he's fouled. 3:55 to go in the second quarter, and it's 19-10. So Finch will head to the line as Sidney trying to get something going here. They've only scored 2 points so far in this second quarter. So Finch to the line, taking his time here. Big free throws coming for Sidney, and the first one is good for Finch. And so Ethan Finch, the sophomore, puts the first one home, second one coming. I think for Sidney it's important here to just play smart basketball up until the halftime break when you can really regroup. Finch puts the second one home. He's got two. Got to keep this lead manageable if you're a Sidney fan. UV leads 19-12. We saw earlier tonight Unadilla Valley JV came storming back to beat Sidney 59-56. UV was down by 10 in the second half and came all the way back. So a lead is never safe. I think that's the lesson learned. Postma to the left side, dribbling between the legs, 15 on the shot clock. Setting up the offense, Sidney still in the man-to-man. Here's Jackson left side. Jackson finds Hanselmeyer, and now back out for Postma. 5 on the shot clock. He gets tied up. He's going to have to throw one up here. Lost it before he could, and now it'll be a shot clock violation with 3:19 to go in the second quarter. 19-12 to score. So 19-12, the shot clock violation, and the Sidney coaching staff was hoping maybe the referees would let that one go so Sidney could maybe streak off and get a layup out of that one, but instead the play is blown dead after the shot clock violation, and so the Warriors get the ball back. This will be a big possession here for Sidney. Here's Finch, left side, long three off the back iron, no good. Ball is loose. Finch comes down with it. Dribble drive, Finch again to the 10. It's knocked out of there by Jackson, and a little 3-on-2 for Unadilla Valley if they hurry. Postma will go in, and it's going to be a charge taken here by Kyle Smith. 2:56 to go in the second quarter, and the home fans here at UV do not agree with that call. Smith, it looked like, had his feet planted. Very hard to tell. It's one of those 50-50 calls. 2:56 to go in the second quarter, and Matt Osborne is livid at the moment with the Zebra Crew. 19-12 is now the score, and Matt Osborne is still really giving it here to this officiating crew, and I think he'll receive a warning here for this one as Sidney is going to get the ball back. It's 19-12 and still a little conference over to our left side by the scorers table between UV head coach Matt Osborne and the officiating crew, but they'll keep it that way. Here's the team foul situation, folks. 7 on Unadilla Valley and 4 here on Sidney. Good news for UV is that was only the first foul on Ryan Postma. He's one of their senior starters. 19-12 is the score. Sidney now with a big possession after Kyle Smith took that charge. And Zach Green to the right side. Green with the ball will find Alex Hoskins. Hoskins back for Smith. Deep three right side. That one off the back rim. And Sidney cannot find the range from downtown so far tonight. UV back the other way, going left to right here with 2.5 to go before the halftime break. Hanselmeyer down low, baseline, got it. They left it wide open for him, and Hanselmeyer's got 8. UV leads 21-12 with 2:20 to go before the halftime break. Here's Ethan Finch, high post now at the foul line for Alex Hoskins. Kicks it out, Smith, pull in, jumper, he got it. Kyle Smith, his first bucket of the night, cuts it back to a 7-point ball game. It's 21-14. Postma streaking down, trying to go coast to coast, and he's fouled. 2:05 to go in the second quarter, and Postma's going to go to the line. He just saw an opening about as big as the Red Sea and parted things right down the middle. Went up for the layup and was fouled, and they're going to say, let's see who this one is on. Colin Carl, that's his third with 2:05 to go in the second. And so Carl is going to have to be pretty smart here playing with 3 fouls. Foul shot coming for Postma off the back rim. No good. So some free points left on the table here by Postma. Let's see if the second one goes. And checking in will be Stephen Smith for Colin Carl. Got to protect him with those 3 fouls. Keep him on the bench until the start of the third quarter. Make sure he doesn't pick up that 4th. 21-14 is the score. Unadilla Valley on top of Sidney. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Second shot is up off the rim, no good for Postma, so Sidney catches a break there. Smith down the floor to the right side. Now for Zach Green to the hoop. Count the basket, and he'll go to the line. Zach Green with a running Dr. J-type finger roll gets it to go. He's got 4 points and will be looking to complete the three-point play here from the line. And they'll say that that one was on Andrew Jackson. That was just such a quick first step there by Zach Green. He got it just about the three-point line and went streaking in, and he'll try to complete it right here, and he will. So a three-point play there for Zach Green. He's got 5. Head coach Mike Brzee for Sidney will take a timeout. Warriors are back in this ballgame. UV leads Sidney 21-17. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
1:58 to go. Before halftime, it's Unadilla Valley leading Sidney 21-17. UV at home here tonight in a key boys MAC matchup. These are two teams that going into the beginning of the year you thought would have a great chance to be in the top four. Still looking that way as we're partway through the season, but you knew they had to meet at some time, and this has been a great battle so far. UV has pretty much had the upper hand, but Sidney's starting to crawl back into this game, looking for some energy now right before our halftime break. 1:50 to go in the second quarter. It's 21-17. UV with the ball going left to right. Andrew Jackson, the freshman guard, in the corner. Closely guarded here by Ethan Finch. Ball loose on the floor. And it looks like Jackson stepped on the line, so Sidney will get the ball back. Only trailing by 4. This would be big for Sidney. They trailed by as many as 10 to get back into this contest right before the intermission break. And so Kyle Smith. The ball is in sure hands as he brings it down the floor. Pull-up jumper. Got it. Big time for Kyle Smith. He's got 4, and it's back to a two-point ball game. 21-19, UV ahead with 1:25 to go in the second quarter. To the left side for Simmons, closely guarded by Smith. Simmons, a little drop step, holds on to it, finds Hanselmeyer, who is just about out by half court. And to the left side for Jackson as they dribble it back in. It gets set up in the offense. Sidney still in the man-to-man defense. 15 on the shot clock for Unadilla Valley. Postma now backs up, calls out a play, finds Gray, looking for a little give and go for Postma. The shot is short. The rebound comes down to Hanselmeyer, and the jump ball, with exactly 1 minute to go in the second quarter, will go to Sidney. So the Warriors could tie it up or maybe take the lead on this possession. Who would have thought that about 5 minutes ago when UV was up 21-12? So here is Smith for Sidney as the Warriors continue to battle. Finding to the far side for Steven Smith, who has checked into the game for Colin Carr, who has 3 fouls. And now for Hoskins at the top of the key. Hoskins will dump off here for Steven Smith. Smith back out for Zach Green. Green with the dribble drive gets into the paint here with 10 on the shot clock. Out for Ethan Finch. Long two-pointer is off the mark. No good. Ball is loose on the floor, and the Storm will come away with it with 30 seconds to go in the second quarter and a two-point lead, 21-19. Postma, the senior guard, will bring it up the floor with 20 seconds now to go. Postma, closely guarded here by Zach Green. Some good pressure. Postma now picks up the dribble in dangerous territory. Shot clock is off. Down to 10 seconds to go before the halftime break, and now a foul. And this one, I believe, is going to be on Kyle Smith. No, let's see. Zach Green for a hold as Simmons was trying to break his way into the paint. 21-19 the score. UV on top of Sidney here with 8 seconds to go before halftime. 8.9 to be exact. And so the ball will be underneath the bucket with 8.9 to go. The Storm will inbound here. A little confusion by the Zebra crew on where the ball is going to be inbounded. Finally, they will agree on that. Be underneath the basket as UV, it looks like, will play for the last shot of the first quarter. They quickly get it in and find Postma. who hit a three right at the end of the first quarter. Down low for Hansel Meyer. Goes up. It's blocked out of bounds with 2.2 to go by Alex Hoskins. Great job to slide on defense there and get a paw on that one and tip it out. So again, 2.2 to go. Can Unadilla Valley get a shot off here before the buzzer like they did in the first quarter? UV leads by two. UV looking to get the ball in. They're going to have to go for the home run pass back up for Postma. Step in three at the buzzer. Off the back rim and no good. So at the halftime break, UV leads Sydney 21-19. We'll throw it back to the studio, but we'll be back with our Rabido Energy Products halftime report. Again, our halftime score, boys, MAC action, 21-19. UV leads Sydney. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back on WCDO.
There it sits, bubbling away, your electric water heater. Listen, that's money leaving your pocket. Pull the plug and install a new energy-efficient propane water heater from Rabido Energy Products. A new propane water heater costs less than an electric model, heats water in half the time, and recovers quicker. Make the switch, and we'll give you an extra $250. Pull the plug. Call Marabido. Energy for every part of life.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on career training and education program to income-qualified young people aged 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of the year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Oneonta to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Oneonta offers you the best in sales and service. Visit them online at VWOneonta.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Oneonta has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Oneonta is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
We're number one. We're number one. We're number one.
Thank you. Thank you. We were going to use this time to shamelessly promote all of the awards that the Penny Savers won recently, like first place, general excellence in New York State, second place, general excellence nationally, plus 14 more. And that's just for our Norwich and Sydney editions. But in all honesty, we wouldn't have won any of these awards over the years were it not for this. Our dedicated employees, thousands of advertisers who've placed their trust in us, and the 75,000-plus loyal households who welcome the Penny Saver into their homes and online. For that, we should be applauding you. Thank you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. It's halftime here at Unadilla Valley. The score 21-19, UV holding on to a slim two-point lead over the Sydney Warriors in a big MAC boys matchup here tonight. I want to welcome you into the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabito is providing great energy solutions with outstanding customer service. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And a great contest here. Sydney, I don't think, has had the energy that we've seen from them earlier in this season. It's just kind of it was a slow and sluggish first half, it seemed, but they did what they had to do. They were down 15-8 at the end of the first quarter, and then they got down by as many as 10 but they did a very nice job to cut it all the way down to two with a good run at the end there of that second quarter. And that was really kind of put together by Zach Green, Alex Hoskins, and Kyle Smith, as those guys got a couple of steals, a couple of buckets when they needed, hit their foul shots, and that really pulled them forward. And some good defense on the other end certainly helped as well. As let's go through the scoring summary here from the first half. First for Unadilla Valley, they are led by 8 points from Brett Hanselmeyer, 5 from Ryan Postma, 4 from Andrew Jackson, and 4 from Ethan Gray. On the other side for Sydney, 6 points from Alex Hoskins, 5 from Zach Green, 4 from Kyle Smith, 2 from Ethan Finch, and 2 from Colin Carl. Colin Carl with 3 fouls. He's going to have to be careful there in the second half as well. He picked up that third with about 2 minutes left in that second quarter. That was a tough one to take. I think if you are here at this contest, or maybe you'll hear about it next week at work, you'll hear that maybe there was some poor officiating in the first half. I don't usually like to comment on those things, but it certainly seemed like both sides and both coaching staffs were very upset with the officiating here in the first quarter, in the first half, I should say. So, you know, that's something that when you hear about it around the water cooler, you might hear, and certainly both sides were very, very frustrated. We saw head coach Mike Brzee for Sydney and head coach Matt Osborne for UV, both very, very verbal and upset with the referees at certain points in the ball game. And, you know, it's really going to be a tough one down the stretch, I think, because this is turning into a physical contest. Someone came over to me before we came back on for halftime and said, boy, it looks more like a football game out there than a basketball game. So everybody's going to have to keep their calm, keep their composure, and hit their foul shots if it really comes down to that. We certainly saw in the JV game again earlier tonight, 59-56. UV was down 10, came back to win, and it was foul shots that played a big part of that. UV was hitting them right down the stretch, helped them get back into that game. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back again with more from the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. At the break here in Unadilla Valley, it's the Storm leading Sydney 21-19. I'm Nate Lawler. We'll be right back with more here on WCDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Delhi Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back again, folks, to Unadilla Valley Central School. A great boys contest here tonight between UV and Sydney. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. You can call Marabito today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. 21-19, the Storm leading the Warriors here at our halftime break. Had a great game here last night as well. Came up to watch the Sydney girls as they walked away with a 51-41 victory here over UV. It was a back-and-forth game before Sydney pulled away deep in the fourth quarter. It's a great ball game there. And we're going to have a great bunch of ball games for you next week. Speaking of the Sydney boys and Sydney girls, we will have the Sydney boys at home on the 14th. That's next Thursday, hosting Delhi. Same matchup the next night, but it's the girls. Sydney girls hosting the Lady Bulldogs on the 15th. That's next Friday. Both those games at 7:15. And if you're a big fan of just local basketball in general, on Tuesday next week we'll have the Unitigo boys heading over to take on Delhi. Delhi still undefeated. They are state-ranked in Class D right now. A very, very solid team, and we will have them on twice next week as the Delhi boys will host Unitigo. Then they'll travel over the mountain to take on Sydney on Thursday, and then it'll be the girls' matchup on Friday. And we'll, of course, be at a game almost every night here throughout January and February as we get you set for all the championship contests. We'll be coming up at Hartwick College this year, not SUCO, at Hartwick this year, and we are somewhere every night, either on the radio or on Twitter. You can follow me at Nate Lull, N-A-T-E-L-U-L-L. Follow me there. We have updates from the Delaware League, the Tri-Valley, and the MAC. It's all right there for you on my Twitter page. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll get you set for the third quarter when we come back. I'm Nate Lull for WCDO Sports.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Start of the third quarter here live from Unadilla Valley Central School. Boys contest here tonight. UV leads 21-19 as we get set for the start of the third quarter. UV is in the home white uniforms with the purple and the black trim. Says Storm and purple lettering across the front of the chest. Sydney is in the road maroon uniforms, has the white trim, says Sydney in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Sydney student section has traveled well here to New Berlin tonight to cheer on the Warriors, and I think we'll be in for a heck of a second half here as UV starts with the ball going right to left. Postma is closely guarded here by Ethan Finch as Sydney sticks with the man-to-man. Andrew Jackson steps in, skips across the top, and a long three ball for Simmons. No good. Rebound is up and in for Ethan Gray. Gray with 6 points, and UV leads 23-19. Sydney goes left to right here in the start of the second half, as this is Kyle Smith closely guarded by Ryan Postma. They leave it off for Hoskins. Dribble drive up, and this one hits the front of the rim. No foul is called, and UV with the rebound. Sydney has got to try to keep this one close. If UV goes on another run like they did early in the first quarter, it could be lights out here. UV leading 23-19 at the moment, so still a close contest. Down low for Hanselmeyer at the left block. Turnaround jumper is no good. Draws air, and Sydney looking to push. Down the left side with Ethan Finch. Outside for Smith. Long three, off the mark, no good. Hoskins with the rebound, went through his fingertips, but they're saying last touched. Oh, they will say last touched by Hoskins. I thought for a split second they were going to say that Simmons swooped in there and hit it for UV. But it goes through Hoskins' hands, out of bounds, and the ball back to the Unadilla Valley Storm. 6:50 to go, third quarter. It's 23-19. And here is a running drive by Postma, and he can't get the finger roll to go. And Sydney again with the track meet, going left to right. They're off to the races. And here is Smith. Smith outside the three-point line. Finds Zach Green, closely guarded by Andrew Jackson, down low in the paint, and now a kick out, but they're going to call a foul first on UV. That one on Andrew Jackson. Boy, that's been a fun matchup to watch. Green and Jackson are both extremely quick, and just watching those two follow each other around on the floor has been a lot of fun. 6.5 to go, third quarter. It's UV leading Sydney 23-19. Inbound pass coming for the Warriors. They get it into Green. His three-point line extended. Has his pocket picked from behind by Simmons. Slapped out of bounds and into the Sydney bench, but will remain with the Warriors. They will inbound right next to our broadcast booth table as we are on the same side as the scorers table as Sydney goes left to right. 6:26 to go, third quarter. Sydney gets the ball in, but it goes off the hands there of Ryan Postma. Doesn't make it to Colin Carl. Actually, no, they'll say that UV did not touch this, so it will go back here to the Storm. They're just saying that Smith's pass was errant and did not make it to Carl. So UV gets the ball back. They lead by 4, 23-19, with 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Here is Hanselmeyer, finds Andrew Jackson. Jackson, little give and go back to Hanselmeyer, but it popped free, and Sidney comes away. Here is Ethan Finch across the Storm logo at half court. Sidney with the ball on the right wing. Now handing off here for Green. Down low, bounce pass, looking for Colin Carl. Off his fingertips and back to Unadilla Valley. That's two straight passes that have gone to Colin Carl, and just has gone through his fingertips as the pass was just a little too far away. So 5:55 to go in the third quarter. It's 23-19 for Hanselmeyer on the right side. Back off for Postma. Dribbles in between the legs. Back for Hanselmeyer. Little pump fake. Gets into the paint. Uses that tall, lanky frame to get off a jumper. No good. Rebound for Jackson, and he puts it home. Andrew Jackson now with 6 points, and it's 25-19. 5:35 to go in this third quarter. Now passing one off for Alex Hoskins as Sidney trails by 6. Hoskins gets into the paint, lost it, and guess who? There's Jackson. Jackson, a pass ahead for Gray. Now jumping one off for Hanselmeyer. He's blocked by Hoskins, and now the foul. 5:24 to go in the third quarter. Sidney has not scored here in this third quarter as Hanselmeyer will go to the line. Actually, they'll say this foul was on Ethan Finch. Finch and Hoskins were hustling back there to try to block it. 5:24 to go in this third quarter. 25-19 the score. Good job, though, by Hoskins as well as Finch to get back to try to block it, but instead they come up with the foul. So Hanselmeyer is going to the line. First shot coming here for Hanselmeyer is up and good. Brett Hanselmeyer with 9 points. That's a game high, and he's looking to be the first guy into double figures here tonight. Here it comes as UV leads 26-19. Hanselmeyer, second shot up and in. He's got 10. 27-19 now the score. So UV had that lead in the first half. It kind of dwindled away as Sidney did a good job to get back in, but UV is building it up once again as they lead by 8. And here is Kyle Smith barking out instructions for the Warriors. Smith to the left side. Hands off for Zach Green as Sidney goes left to right. Smith down low for Green. And this one is on the baseline and a foul on Unadilla Valley as Green was looking to find some daylight down there. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's UV 27, Sidney 19. A key boys MAC matchup tonight. As Smith underneath the basket will inbounds and finds it all the way up top here for the sophomore Ethan Finch. 1-3-1 is the defense here for Unadilla Valley as they get it back up for Finch. Looking to get it to the high post for Colin Carl. Back to Finch. He lost it. Here's Postma down the left side. Left-handed layup is up and in. Postma gets it to go. He's got 7, and head coach for Sidney, Mike Brzee, wants a timeout. UV has come out of the locker room and built this lead back up to 10. It's 29-19 with 4:43 to go in the third. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert Zeitkamp Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
4:43 to go in the third quarter. Unadilla Valley leads Sidney 29-19. It was 21-19 to start the second half. It's been a nice little run here for the Storm to increase this lead back to 10. Sidney brought it all the way back down to 2 right before the half. But again, another run by UV. This is going to be a tough hole to get out of for the Warriors. Here is Smith at the top of the key, leaving one off here for Trevor Dutton, who has checked back into the game. Dutton now finds Ethan Finch left side. His three ball is short. And the rebound to Andrew Jackson of Unadilla Valley. Hands one off for Postma, and Postma will walk it up the floor. 4:10 to go, third quarter. UV on top by 10, 29-19. And here is Postma. Dribble drive, kicks it out for Simmons. Simmons outside the three-point line. A bounce pass finds Postma. Down low for Hansel Meyer. His jumper, no good. Ball is loose, and Sydney comes away with the loose change. And off to the races they go. The Warriors going left to right. Into the right corner here for Zach Green. Green in the paint. His little jumper is off the mark. No good. Rebound for Hoskins. He comes down. It's knocked out of there. And UV comes away. And the Zebra Crew says it was a clean block. Postma brings it back down the floor with some energy here for the Storm with 3:35 to go in the third quarter. Postma gets around his screen, but they'll say it was a moving screen there on Hanselmeyer. And so the ball will go back to Sydney. That's going to be the fourth foul on Hanselmeyer with 3:34 to go. And he is one of the main components here. One of the starters and the biggest piece down low for the Storm. And so head coach Matt Osborne is going to have to go to the bench. Hansel Meyer will come out, and Jeff Keach will step in. So that's big. Hansel Meyer's probably going to have to sit the rest of this third quarter, and then you roll the dice on when you play him in the fourth. 3.5 to go, third quarter. So now let's see if, without Hansel Meyer in there, if Sydney can make a comeback with some shots down low. They immediately go down low to Hoskins, and he's fouled. With 3:27 to go in this third quarter. And that's going to be Ethan Gray with a foul, so Hoskins will go to the charity stripe, and this is the third foul on Ethan Gray. Team foul situation here in the third quarter, 4 against Unadilla Valley, 1 against Sydney. Hoskins to the line, he has 6 points. That's a team high tonight for the Warriors. First shot coming for Hoskins is up and good. Swish there for Alex Hoskins, the junior guard wearing number 12 here for Sydney. 3:27 to go. That cuts it back to a three-point lead. It is the third quarter here, folks, so a lot of basketball left to be played. Second shot up for Hoskins. Rattled it home. So Hoskins has 8, and it's 29-21. Sydney with a lot of time left and a lot of life, but they're going to have to make a move soon because UV playing very, very well tonight. Hansel Meyer finds Jackson to Simmons. They try to go down low, and it's knocked out of there. Good defense by Trevor Dutton down the right side. Dutton with a full head of steam. Gets right into the paint and then will kick it out. Down low for Hoskins up and in. He's got 10. They got it up to Smith at the top of the key. Threw it right back down low for Hoskins, who was wide open on the right block. And it was an easy right-handed layup for Hoskins, who now has 10. Back to a six-point ball game, 29-23. It's been a game of runs here. And now Jackson for UV, right side, dribble drive, and he's fouled. Second team foul coming up here on Sydney with 2:50 to go, third quarter, and this one will be on Ethan Finch, his second for Sydney. 2:50 to go, third quarter. It's 29-23. The Storm will inbound the ball with Andrew Jackson in front of the UV student section on that far side. Two good student sections here tonight with some good cheers and some good signs and posters as well. Andrew Jackson, a deep three as UV gets it in. It's off the mark. Shot looked a little rushed. And Sydney with the rebound. Here's Dutton. Zips one across, looking for Ethan Finch. Finch tries to go cross-court again, and Postma got his fingertips on it, and it was knifed out of bounds. So 2:32 to go in the third. It's 29-23. The UV boys leading Sydney. Nate Law with you here tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. As Sydney gets it in, Green will get one back to Smith, and over to the left side for Trevor Dutton as the Warriors go left to right. And here is Dutton. Across the top of the defense finds Zach Green. This one tipped away by the freshman Andrew Jackson. Down the left side, layup is good. Andrew Jackson now with 8 points, and he made that one look silky smooth. 2:10 to go in the third. It's 31-23, Unadilla Valley on top of Sydney. Here's Smith, top of the key. Into the left corner, three-point line extended for Dutton. His shot is short, just grazed the front of the rim, and the Storm with the rebound. Simmons is tied up, though, by Green, who steals it back and will have a jump ball. 1:55 to go in the third, and that's going to give the ball back to the Warriors, although it looked like Green was coming out of there with a clean steal, but the Zebra Crew blew the play dead right before Green ripped it free. So Smith will inbound the ball on the baseline with 1:55 to go in the third. Gets it in for Hoskins, and now for Green. He wanted the three, thought better of it. Instead, passes out for Finch. Long three, straight away, no good, and Ethan Gray skies for the rebound. Outlet pass to Ryan Postma, back up the floor. UV playing without Brett Hanselmeyer, who has to sit with four fouls at the moment. 1:35 to go in the third. It's 31-23. Little dribble drive for Jackson. Pull-up jumper off the glass. Can't get the kiss to go. The rebound for Postma, and he's fouled. Boy, these UV guards have just hustled and hustled on the glass tonight, and it's resulted in some plays like that. Ethan Finch is going to pick up his third foul, and Postma will go off to shoot two with a minute and a half to go. It's 31-23. UV up by eight. So Postma, the senior guard with 7 points, looking to add to it here. First foul shot is no good. Postma struggled in the first quarter as well with some foul shots. His teammates coming in, giving some words of encouragement. Second shot coming for Postma. Here's the team foul situation. 4 for UV, 3 for Sydney. Keep that in mind. Second shot is up and good for Postma. He's got 8. Hanselmeyer with 10. Postma and Jackson both with 8 for UV. 32-23. The Storm leading the Sydney Warriors as we dwindle down on time here in the third quarter with a minute 20 to go. Step in 3 for Kyle Smith. Bang! Downtown for the Warriors. And Smith has got 7. Huge shot there for Kyle Smith, the junior. 32-26 to score with a minute 10 to go, third quarter. Postma down the floor as UV goes right to left. They pass it off for Jackson. Jackson on the right side. He's about 2 steps behind the three-point line. Now steps in, dribble drive, left side off the mark, no good. Hoskins beats him to the rebound, and Sydney looking to run. Here's Finch down the right side, puts on the brakes. Passes out for Zach Green. He gets into the paint. A jump stop. The jumper off the glass and good. The kiss there for Zach Green. He gets it to go, and he's got 7, and Sydney right back in, 32-28, with 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Postma down the floor, going right to left, finding Jeff Keach. Now for Jackson. Jackson lost the handle, but then got it back. Boy, so smooth with those dribbles. Jackson down low for Ethan Gray. He can't get it to go on the reverse layup, and then he's fouled on the rebound with 22 seconds to go in the third. Gray, again, just finds a way to get loose on the baseline, goes for the reverse layup, and then is fouled after he missed the first one and was going for the rebound on the second one. So this will be a foul, let's see, on Sydney. It's going to be on Alex Hoskins, his first. Zach Green checks out. Stephen Smith heads in, giving Green a little extra rest here before a long fourth quarter awaits. UV leads Sydney 32-28. The Unadilla Valley Storm ahead here at home in a key boys MAC matchup tonight. UV gets it in, but it's tipped right on the line and ricocheted back out of bounds and will remain with the Storm. Still 32-28. Team foul situation, 4 on UV and 4 on Sydney. UV gets it into the corner for Andrew Jackson, gets it back to Keach. He goes up with the layup, no good. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for the rebound, and the Storm come away with it, but then it's tipped away and it will remain here with the Storm. With 13.8 to go. It was tipped away right in front of the UV bench. Hard to see who might have got their last hands on it, but they will say that that was Sydney's Trevor Dutton who was going for it. And just as he stepped on the line, he touched the ball. So 32-28 to score. Third quarter, UV gets it in. Down to 10 seconds to go. Here is Ethan Gray. Gray, a lefty, goes to his left side, tries to get it off, and it was blocked out of bounds, and they'll say it's going to go back. No, it'll stay with UV. The initial signal was that it was going to Sydney, but UV will keep it underneath the bucket with 7 seconds to go, third quarter. They lead 32-28. Keach will inbound the ball for the Storm. Good defense by Sydney, but they just get it into Jackson. Jackson with a jumper with 3 seconds left. No good. Both teams finding the rebound. Sydney will come away, but time will expire. 32-28. It's anybody's ball game right now, but UV ahead over Sydney at the moment. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back here on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter live here from Unadilla Valley Central School. Going to be a great finish here tonight, folks. You can feel it. 32-28 is the score. UV leading Sydney. And a steal by Sydney to start the fourth quarter. Ahead now for Kyle Smith. Up and good. Kyle Smith has 9, and we're back to a two-point ball game again. UV is led by 10 points two times, and Sydney has chipped it away both times, and it's back to a two-point game as we start the fourth quarter. UV in the white with the purple and black trim going right to left. Here's Tyler Simmons on the right side. Brett Hanselmeyer with 4 fouls still on the bench for Unadilla Valley, their big man and leader. Ball is tipped out of bounds as UV brings it down the floor, rolls out of bounds, and will remain with the Storm. Mason Mikalunas is going to check into the contest here for Jeff Keach. It seems like UV head coach Matt Osborne is just looking for ways to try to pass some time with different players down low until he can roll the dice on getting Hanselmeyer back in there, who's going to have to play very smart with those 4 fouls. Ethan Gray also has 3 for UV. Keep an eye on that. They get the ball into Jackson, dumps it down low to Mikalunas, but it's tipped. Sydney will come away, but stolen back here by Jackson of UV. UV with the ball going right to left. They get a fresh 35, and they get it up to point guard Ryan Postma, who slows it down, pumps the brakes, and says, hold on, let's set it up. And now a steal by Sydney. Just when you think UV was going to run the offense, another great steal. That one by Steven Smith. Smith ahead as Sydney goes left to right. Here's Dutton for 3. It's short and a rebound for UV. So Sydney in the maroon with the white trim, rushing back on defense as Postma will bring it up the floor. He crosses that big UV logo here at the center of the hardwood. 6:55 to go in the fourth. The pass down low is again tipped away. It's on the floor. Everybody wrestling for it. And the possession arrow on the jump ball is going to give it back to the Sydney Warriors. 6:50 to go, fourth quarter. 32-30 is the score. Unadilla Valley on top of the Sydney boys in a key MAC matchup here tonight. Thanks for joining us on WCDO and also online. WCDOsports.com. You can also listen on WCDOlive.com, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. Warriors with the ball. Here's Ethan Finch for Dutton. Little give and go back to Finch. Sydney working around top of the key. Here's Smith. His shot was deflected. Alex Hoskins for Sydney comes down with it. Back out for Smith. His long three is no good. But again, the Warriors with the rebound. Outside for Finch, and he banks it home. Ethan Finch now with 4 points, and we are tied 32-32 with 6:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Postma setting up the offense here for Unadilla Valley. Postma now for Jackson on the right side, directly in front of that UV student section. Back off for Gray. Gray is at the foul line. Passes for Mikalunas down low. Little pump fake. The left-handed hook is no good. Mikalunas' own rebound. Lost it. And head coach Matt Osborne wanted a foul but isn't going to get it. And Sydney comes back the other way. Boy, it's been a rough and tumble game, but the Zebra crew is really letting it go. 5:45 to go, fourth quarter. We're tied up at 32. Here's Finch for Sydney in front of the Sydney fans, far side. Little dribble drive, passes off for Steven Smith. Down low for Hoskins, it's in. Sydney with the lead, and Hoskins has 12. It's 34-32. 5.5 to go, fourth quarter. Chance of defense from the Sydney student section. Here's Jackson into the paint. Kicks it out long, 3 for Postma. That's well off the mark. And another rebound for Sydney. Smith thought about a long home run pass to Dutton, but instead wisely just brought it down. Sydney head coach Mike Brzee saying that this has to be a good possession here. Yelling out some signals to his crew with 5:05 to go. And now a travel violation here on Kyle Smith. That's not what you wanted. And Hanselmeyer is going to check back into the game for Mikalunas. So Brett Hanselmeyer, the senior big man with 4 fouls, is going to check back in with 5:07 to go in this fourth quarter. 34-32 is the score. Here's Jackson, who brings it down the floor. Jackson now finds Postma, who's standing right on the half-court line. Great contest here tonight, folks. A two-point game. Sydney with their first lead of the evening. Here's Postma. Picked up his dribble in a bad spot and gets it off for Tyler Simmons. Little hop step into the paint. Off the back rim, no good. Ripped down by Finch of Sydney, and the Warriors have the basketball. But they'll lose it out of bounds and back to Unadilla Valley. Finch was pressured there by some full-court defense and lost it. It rolled over the end line and goes back to the Storm with 4:43 to go. Sydney leads 34-32. It hasn't been an offensive explosion tonight, but good defense and, boy, scrappy all over the floor here between these two teams. UV gets it in. Into the corner now. Postma lost it in front of the UV bench, but it was tipped out of there by Trevor Dutton of Sydney. Possession will remain with the Storm. 4:40 to go, fourth quarter. Simmons for UV slaps the ball in. Gets the inbounds play in motion. And finds Hanselmeyer playing with those four fouls at the top of the key. And now for Ethan Gray. Gray, the lefty, picks up his dribble, finds Andrew Jackson again. It was sliced out of bounds there and off the hands of Ethan Finch of Sydney and will remain UV ball. Boy, Jackson, just the freshman here, so cool, calm, and collected. Very impressed with him and all the games we've seen him in this year for UV. And so here is Jackson with the ball, 15 on the shot clock. He gets it, pulls up, jumper is short. Hanselmeyer going for the rebound, fighting for it on that head line. Goes up, he's fouled, and will go to the line, and they'll say that one was on Finch. That was a tough one to call, as there was Finch as well as two other Sydney players on defense down there. Could have been on any of them, but this will be on Finch, and that's costly. That's his fourth. So 4:18 to go in this fourth quarter. It's 34-32, and Hanselmeyer also playing with four fouls for UV. Heads to the line. First one's up and in. Hanselmeyer with 11. So back to a one-point ball game. It's Sydney 34, Unadilla Valley 33. A boys' contest here tonight on CDO. Hanselmeyer, second shot. He got it. He's got 12, and we're tied at 34, and a timeout on the floor by Matt Osborne and the UV Storm. 4:18 to go. Fourth quarter, we're tied at 34. Stay tuned, folks. I'm Nate Lull on CDO.
Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris have delicious lunch specials that can't be beat. Every Monday through Saturday from 11 till 4, get any large cold hero and small soda for just $6, or two slices of cheese pizza and small soda for only $4. And every Tuesday, enjoy Roma's spaghetti and meatball dinner for two, now for just $10.95. At Roma's, you'll always get incredible food at great prices. Be sure to check out their full menu at RomaPizza.biz. Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris. Delivery always available. Open 7 days a week.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4:18 to go in the fourth quarter. We're tied up at 34. Thanks for joining us here, folks. I'm Nate Lowe on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We'll take you the rest of the way. Live here from Unadilla Valley Central School in New Berlin. A great boys matchup tonight. Again, tied 34-34. Sydney with the ball and the maroon with the white trim going left to right. UV is in the white uniforms with the purple and the black trim. They're on defense, and they're in, looks like a 3-2. Pass down low for Sydney. Trevor Dutton on the left baseline. His little running shot, no good. And the freshman, Andrew Jackson, cleans up the mess on the boards here for UV. And the Storm have the ball. Chance of defense again by the Sydney student section as UV brings it up the floor. They get into the paint. Simmons kicks out for Hanselmeyer. Pull-up jumper. He got it. Swish for Brett Hanselmeyer, and he's got 14. It's 36-34 with 3.5 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. It's going to be a great finish here tonight on CDO. Do not turn that dial. Crowd getting into it as Sydney brings it down the floor. Here's Finch looking for his options. Back up for Dutton. Dribble drive, but he had nowhere to go. Has to kick it back out to Kyle Smith. 15 on the shot clock. Here's Smith for Sydney with the ball. Back off for Dutton. Dutton for Finch in the corner. Good defense here by UV. There are no gaps, and now a steal as Finch tried to force it inside, and Gray was right there to suck it up. 3 minutes to go, and UV is leading by two, 36-34. The Storm on top. A pass off here for Ethan Gray. Again, a little give and go back to Postma. The jumper is good. Postma's into double figures. He has 10, and UV leads 38-34 with 2:40 to go. To the right side for Dutton. Sydney looking for a basket on this possession. Here's Finch into the left corner. Back out. Deep three for Smith. No good. A rebound on the floor for UV, and Jackson comes away after it was tipped by Hanselmeyer. And boy, this is a big possession for UV, and if you're Sydney, you need a stop. Ball loose on the right side. Hanselmeyer down low for Jackson. Little backdoor cut pass. And that'll be a traveling violation. No, they'll say it was a foul. I thought for sure that would be a travel there on Ethan Gray, but instead a foul down low, and that will be on Kyle Smith. Here's the team foul situation. That's six on Sydney and four on UV. 2:17 to go in this fourth quarter. 38-34 is the score. UV on top of Sydney. UV gets the ball in. Postma tiptoeing on the line. And was he fouled or did he step out? No, they'll say he was fouled and that Dutton pushed him out. Sydney head coach Mike Brzee very, very puzzled with that one. And that is going to send Postma to the line to shoot 1-1 with 2:16 to go. That's the seventh team foul here on the Warriors. Only four on UV, so Postma with the 1-1. And as we said in our halftime report, it was going to come down to the foul shots most likely. Postma misses the first. So Sydney has life with 2:15 to go. Plenty of time. They're only down four. They've crawled out of a double-digit hole twice here tonight to get back into it. Here is Dutton. He lost it on the baseline and out of bounds. 2:06 to go in the fourth quarter, and Zach Green is going to check back in here for Trevor Dutton. 38-34. Zach Green, the senior, one of the leaders on this team. Going to have to come in crunch time and try to get this done. 2:05 to go, fourth quarter. It's 38-34 as Jackson walks it down the floor on the right side. Dribbles in between the legs. Jackson at the top of the key. Great crossover move. Pulls in. Jumper off the back rim. No good. Finch fighting for the rebound as everybody goes piling into the stands over there, and it looks like possession will stay here with Unadilla Valley. Two guys from both teams went piling into the stands there. If you were in that front row, you were in trouble. But it looks like it was last touched by Sydney before it was tipped out of bounds. 1:50 to go, fourth quarter, 38-34. Unadilla Valley boys leading Sydney here tonight on CDL. Live from Unadilla Valley High School. Postma, little 360 into the paint, off the glass and in. Great move by Ryan Postma. He's got 12, and it's 40-34. Sydney back the other way. Hoskins into the paint, and now that's going to be a block called here on UV. Tyler Simmons and Alex Hoskins just went shoulder to shoulder, and they'll call the block there on Simmons. That's the fifth team foul on UV. And Sydney will inbound underneath the bucket, and this is a possession that the Warriors have to have. If you can get a three, great, but definitely get the two first here. Sydney needs a bucket. They've been on a drought here for about the last minute and a half before they had it tied up at 34. Since then, it's been six straight points by the Storm. Sydney gets it into the top of the key from under the basket for Ethan Finch. Left side for Stephen Smith. Smith steps in, now back out for Finch. Finch again for Kyle Smith. Kicks it back out. It's a steal by Andrew Jackson, but he tiptoed on the line and stepped out. Back to Sydney. 1:22 to go. We had a great JV finish earlier tonight. UV came back to knock off Sydney, 59-56 in the JV game. UV was down 10 in that game and came all the way back. So we've seen a lot of good comeback basketball tonight. 1:15 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney needs a bucket on this possession. Here's Kyle Smith finding Zach Green. And into the corner for Finch. Baseline drive for Finch off for Hoskins. Can't get it to go. It was down low and he had it point blank and couldn't get it. 1:05 to go, fourth quarter. And the Storm come away with the rebound and now a steal by Zach Green. With exactly 1 minute to go in the fourth quarter, it's 40-34, and UV's going to go to the line. Hoskins just couldn't get it to go. Had everything right there, and sometimes it just won't go down. And so Postma's going to go to the line here. And this could be huge for Unadilla Valley as they lead 40-34. And Postma could give them some insurance here. The senior to the line. First shot is up and good for Ryan Postma, and he has 13. Second shot coming here for Postma as they get set. Unadilla Valley leads Sydney 41-34. Second shot is good. Rattle it home. Postma's got 14. So Hanselmeyer and Postma both with 14 tonight for UV. We're under a minute to go. Sydney needs a bucket, and they need it fast. They go down low to Hoskins again, kicks it out for Steven Smith. He's on the end line, just gets it back up top. Kyle Smith, a deep three, got it. Kyle Smith from downtown, he's got 12, and a timeout is taken by Sydney head coach Mike Brzee. 42-37 is the score, 46 seconds to go. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back here on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
46 seconds to go, fourth quarter. 42-37 is the score after Kyle Smith just buried a deep three. Unadilla Valley gets the ball back, and they have a 42-37 lead, and now a foul, as expected by Sydney, and this one on Alex Hoskins. So that will send Brett Hanselmeyer to the line. He's got 14. Ryan Postma has 14 for UV to lead the way. And Postma will walk down the floor to head to the charity stripe. UV looking for a clean sweep of Sydney here tonight after they won the JV game 59-56. Hanselmeyer to the line, and this could be the icing on the cake. We'll see. You never know in these crazy games. Hanselmeyer to the line. First shot is off the front of the rim. No good, but Tyler Simmons comes down with the rebound. It's loose on the floor, and Sydney comes away. They got 40 seconds. Smith rushes it up the floor as Sydney goes left to right. Smith finds Steven Smith. Back to Kyle Smith. Smith gets a screen from his brother. The three. Got it. And a timeout is taken. Unbelievable shot there. Actually banked it in. Kyle Smith from downtown. And Smith now has 15 points. 42-40. UV ahead by two with 28 seconds to go. This game isn't over, folks. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back on CDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Let's set the scene for you, folks. 28.8 seconds left. Unadilla Valley boys leading Sydney 42-40 here on the road. And just it seems like a second ago it was 42-34, but then back-to-back three-pointers by Kyle Smith of Sydney have pulled the Warriors back into this contest. And a missed free throw could come back to haunt Unadilla Valley here. We'll see how this one ends up. Do we have a hero for Sydney? Will we see some overtime, or can UV hang on? We will see here in the next 28.8 seconds. Don't go anywhere, folks. Nate Lull with you here tonight on CDO. We'll take you the rest of the way. UV trying to get the ball in, and they will, to Ryan Postma. Postma now will leave it off to Simmons. Simmons up the floor, and he's fouled in the backcourt with 24.4 to go, and Tyler Simmons is going to head to the line. Simmons is a senior, but doesn't have any points here tonight. He's a starter and a senior, and has done a great job tonight doing the little things, passing, rebounds, but this will be his first opportunity from the foul line tonight. As UV leads by 2, 42-40. Shot clock is off, 24.4 to go. First shot coming here for Simmons is good. He got it. Simmons with the first one. That was the 10th foul on Sydney, so it's an automatic two shots now. Only five fouls on UV looking the other way. So it's a three-point game. Let's see if it's going to be a one- or a two-possession ball game here on the second Simmons shot. It's good. Simmons gets it to go. He's got two. UV wants to take a timeout to talk things over. 24.4 to go. Unadilla Valley leads Sydney 44-40. We'll step away for 30 here on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. 24.4 seconds to go live from Unadilla Valley High School tonight. Nate Lull with you on CDO. Also WCDOsports.com. Let's set the scene. UV, after a pair of free throws, leads 44-40. Sydney will have the ball. They're going to have to go the length of the court. So let's see. It's taken back-to-back three-pointers on the last two Sydney possessions by Kyle Smith to get Sydney back into this game. They've trailed by 10 twice and gotten it all the way back. They even took the lead in the fourth quarter. But UV has just had absolutely no quit in them, and they have held on so far. So here we go. 24.4 to go. Sydney with the ball. And to the left side they go. Here's Finch. Finch back off for Stephen Smith. Now for Kyle Smith. And now for Finch. Back for Smith. He's going to have to force up another three. This one is no good. It goes sailing out of bounds. Did they say it was tipped? No, it's going to go back to UV with 8.6 to go. And this should do it. UV is going to inbound the ball. And they're probably going to get fouled. Let's see. Unless Sydney can get a quick steal. They won't. And now a foul by Stephen Smith. And Ethan Gray is going to go to the line with 7.2 to go. 44-40 is the score. And walking down the floor is Ethan Gray, the lefty here tonight with 6 points. He's going to go to the line. So Gray will step up here for the UV Storm and could possibly put this one away. We thought that just a couple of minutes ago when Brett Hanselmeyer was standing at the line, and then mayhem broke loose and Sydney hit two threes in a row. First one is off the mark here from Gray. So it's 44-40, second one coming. Gray, the lefty, to the line. Second shot is up and no good. Rattles out. Hoskins with the rebound. Sydney comes ahead. 5 seconds to go. Here's Finch. He's going to go in to try to get the two. Throws it up. Did he make the basket? Yes, he did. Let's see. Are they going to say it's on the floor? Let's see. 1.4 to go. The basket is good for Finch. So Finch puts it home. He's got six, and he'll go to the line with 1.4 to go. So it's 44-42 now. And Finch is going to go to the line. He could cut this back to a one-point ball game here, folks. Unbelievable. I thought Finch was going to try to pull up and take a three. Instead, he went into the paint, tossed up a prayer. It went in, and he got fouled. So Finch to the line. Shot is up and good. So Finch, now with 7 points, cuts it to a one-point game, 44-43, and UV is going to take a timeout with 1.4 to go. So let's set that scene. Let's rewind it. As just a minute ago, Ethan Gray was down on the line. He had two chances from the foul line, missed both. They were tipped away. Sydney got the rebound. They brought it down the floor with Ethan Finch. Instead of pulling up for three, he gets into the paint, throws up a circus shot, I guess. It somehow finds the bottom of the basket. He's fouled, goes to the line, makes the foul shot, and it's 44-43 with 1.4 to go. So here's the deal. I think Mike Brzee is saying to his squad, you look for the steal first. If you get a clean one, great. If you don't, we're going to have to foul and send UV back to the line, hope they miss, and then you got to throw up a prayer. Because 1.4 is not a lot to work with, especially if you do foul and then they don't make the baskets, or they do, and you're going to have to go the length of the floor. The good thing about it is if they do foul UV and they make both foul shots, it's still a three-point ball game. You could tie it if you had somebody who could chuck at the length of the floor, and then we'd all be on SportsCenter tomorrow morning with a long, you know, full-court type of buzzer beater. But let's see how this plays out with 1.4 to go. UV is going to have to inbound the ball. They have to go the length of the floor. They are ahead 44-43, so we're expecting a quick foul here from Sydney. Maybe if there's a steal, we could get a last-second bucket. We'll see. UV gets it in, and Postma dribbles and lost it, but the time expires. And UV is going to win 44-43. Sydney could not get to Postma. He made a nice move as he caught the ball,
got free, and nobody could foul him in time, and he ran out the clock. Good, smart play there by Postma, and UV escapes with a one-point victory here on their home floor, 44-43. Our postgame show coming up with awards by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands of Sydney, and NBT Mang Insurance. Again, our final, the UV boys at home defeating Sydney, 44-43 in the MAC. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back here on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. ACCO Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time here to Unadilla Valley High School. Nate Lull with you tonight on CDO. A crazy, wild finish here, folks. 44-43 the final. The Unadilla Valley boys defeating Sydney. Maybe not the prettiest game you've ever seen, but gutsy. A lot of guys diving on the floor here tonight. Good, scrappy defense. It was a lot of man-to-man. It was a fun local basketball game to be a part of, and a huge one in the MAC standings. You would think when it all goes down that these two teams would have a chance to be in the top four to get into the semifinals of the league to see who will go to the league finals, but that's the second league loss for Sydney after losing to Green earlier in the year, so the Sydney Warriors have their work cut out for them. UV with a big one here that they needed at home tonight, and they got it. They were led by 14 points from Ryan Postma and also 14 points for Brett Hanselmeyer. Andrew Jackson, just a freshman, chips in 8, 6 for Ethan Gray, and 2 for Tyler Simmons for head coach Matt Osborne. On the other side, for head coach Mike Brzee for Sydney, they are led by 15 points for Kyle Smith, and including those two threes down the stretch, which really brought Sydney back from the dead there for just a little bit. He did a really nice, impressive job tonight. 12 for Alex Hoskins, 7 for Zach Green, 7 for Ethan Finch, and 2 for Colin Carl to wrap up the scoring there for Sydney. Let's do our three awards here tonight. First, our Outstanding Offense Award brought to you by NBT Bank. NBT Bank offering a wide range of financial services. NBT Bank is here for you. I want to give that one tonight to Brett Hanselmeyer of Unadilla Valley. I thought he was just a real key tonight. Down low was a force, got the rebounds, and early on in the game I thought he gave UV the presence that they needed, and he had those four fouls, came back in, made some buckets when he needed to for head coach Matt Osborne. So Brett Hanselmeyer is our outstanding offense player tonight, brought to you by NBT Bank. Our NBT Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, here to help plan for you and your family. NBT Mang Insurance is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. I'd like to give that one tonight here to Ryan Postma from Unadilla Valley. He comes up with 14 points tonight, made the buckets that he needed to down the stretch, but also I thought he did a good job on defense guarding some of those really quick and talented Sydney guards and kind of keeping them in their place here tonight, allowing UV several opportunities in the fast break opportunities. They got some good buckets early on two-on-ones thanks to the good defense from Ryan Postma. And finally, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. ACCO Brands of Sydney encourages you to get out and support local athletes, and they are also a proud sponsor of local sports here on CDO. We'll give that one tonight to Kyle Smith here of Sydney. Just thought he did everything. He brings the ball up the floor so well against that pressure, hit those late three-pointers, and did everything that head coach Mike Brzee wanted him to do. He comes in, he starts, he plays every minute of the contest, and just gives it his all. So Kyle Smith is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner here tonight. Again, our final score, 44-43, the final score, Unadilla Valley defeating Sydney here in a key boys matchup. You can always listen back to any of our games online, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union at WCDOsports.com. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in Sydney in the CDO studios. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night. We'll see you next week here on CDO Sports.